Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94, 1 and John 7, 4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
In this episode, I will speak on the AVB / KJV's chief speaker. Who is this chief speaker in the AVB? In Acts chapter 14, verse 12, we read these words. He was the chief speaker. And from there, I get the question, who is this chief speaker throughout the AVB / KJV? Okay? Now, knowledge of the speaker's identity is the intent. It is the intent of this chief speaker that we know who he is. It is the intent of the chief speaker that we know his name. Okay, so with that, let's get started. Our goal is to identify the AVB / KJV's chief speaker throughout the AVB / KJV, or throughout itself, rather. We start with Exodus chapter 3, verse 11. It gives us a question. The question is, who am I? That's a quote. Quote, who am I? End quote. That's the chief speaker asking that question. Okay? And as we all know, a question deserves an answer. And that is what I intend to give in this episode, the answer to the question, who am I? That's one question. There are several questions, okay? But you know the goal for this episode, the identification of the chief speaker. In Acts chapter 9, verse 5, the question is asked, who art thou, Lord? I am asked, who art thou, Lord? Okay? I have given my name. You know my name. I have answered that Bible question. The same question comes up in Acts chapter 26, verse 15. Who art thou? Exact same question. And again, I say, I have answered that question. You know, you who follow me, you who listen to me, you know that I have answered that question. I have given my name as the Bible asks me to do. Okay, I said that to give balance. Okay, there's the question, who am I? Exodus chapter 3, verse 11. And there's the question, Acts 9, 5 and Acts 26, 15, who art thou? Okay, so by the end of this episode, you'll know the name that is missing. Because you know my name, but the name of the one asking the question, who am I, you may not know at this time. I think I gave a hint, a real good hint, a few weeks ago. And I haven't been on air since then. So some of you may already know the identity of this AVB's chief speaker already. All right? Now, the chief speaker says this in Acts 10:26. the chief speaker says, I myself also am a man. Now keep that in mind. The chief speaker in this statement does not say, I myself am a spirit, or I myself also am a spirit. He says clearly, in simple, understandable terms, he says, I myself also am a man. All right? Of course, we know that the man is long dead, you know, but he says he was a man, not a woman, but a man. That's a clue right there in itself. Yes, that is a clue in itself, that this chief speaker is a man. Because you may have been taught that this chief speaker is a spirit. Okay? We're not looking for a spirit. We're looking for a man, because he himself claims his manhood or his manliness. Okay. Next statement, 1 Chronicles 29, verse 14. He says again, who am I and what is my people? Who am I? We understand that. What is my people? Okay, I could give two or three answers to that question. But the thing is here, who are my people? Who is the speaker and who are his people? To what group does he, the chief speaker, belong? Who are his people? Is the state of his people? And not only that, but I hope to get to what is the state, or what was the state of this chief speaker. Okay. Now, number three, what is his name? Whose name? The chief speaker's name. The chief speaker who asks, who am I? Who am I and what is my people? Or we may say, who are my people and what is the state of my people? Okay, what is his name? That's Exodus chapter 3, verse 13. Jeremiah, number 4, chapter 32, verse 27. The chief speaker is the one doing this talking here, okay? He says, behold, listen at this, I am the Lord, all caps, the God of all flesh. You are listening to, you are hearing the words of the AZB's chief speaker, who has already told us he himself also is a man. Okay? This chief speaker says, and I'll repeat it, behold, look here, consider this, am the Lord, that Lord, all capital letters, I am the Lord, all caps, the God of all flesh. That's a big, mighty claim, isn't it? That's what the chief speaker says. Isaiah 42, verse 8. The chief speaker goes on saying, I am the Lord, all caps, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Number 6, Exodus chapter 20, verse 2. I am the Lord, all caps, thy God. We're getting into some good stuff, aren't we? Heavy stuff, but easy to understand. Follow the reasoning. Follow what I say. Just follow me. All right? We're headed to an answer, people. We're headed to an answer to the question asked by the chief speaker, who am I? And then remember number three, the question said, what is his name? So the Bible wants this chief speaker to be identified. The chief speaker himself wants himself to be identified. He wants the people to know who he is. So Exodus 20, verse 2, he says, and the Lord, all caps, thy God. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18, he asks again, but he asks a specific individual. He asks the Lord God. He says, who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house? Who am I, and what is my house, or what are my people, who are my people? Okay, that's what we're dealing with in these statements like this. Okay, identifying the chief speaker. It's evident that he wants identified because, are you counting the time he says, who am I? The times he asks the question. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, and with what is his name? 5. Okay. At least, looks like 6 here. At least 6 times he has asked in some way, lets us all know that the intent of these things is that the chief speaker be identified. All right? And remember, the chief speaker has already said, he himself also is a man. Still, the chief speaker is making statements like, behold, I am the Lord, all caps, the God of all flesh. I am the Lord, all caps, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. I am the Lord, all caps, thy God. Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house? The chief speaker is laying out facts for us. So in looking for the chief speaker identity, we are looking for the identity of this Lord all caps. Did you get that? Because he claims to be the Lord all caps, your God. Follow this closely. No, black people, no, Israelites, they do not teach these things in your churches. Matter of fact, they don't teach any of the things that you've heard me speak on this program in any of the black churches. They don't teach any of these things, whether we are talking about the captivity of the Israelites, whether we are talking about the mystery of no man, whether we are talking about the mystery of God. It doesn't matter. Whether we are talking about all things, it doesn't matter. The black church does not address any of these issues. Therefore, the black person, the Israelite, is not aware, he's not attuned to this knowledge, to this information which I'm dispensing. He's way in the dark. Israelite is way in the dark. Way in the dark. It's time to turn away from darkness and turn to the light of knowledge, the light of truth, the light of the identity of this chief speaker. It's time. And the chief speaker is really saying, telling us, it's time. What is my name? Who am I? I am the Lord all caps. I'm the God of all flesh. The Lord all caps, that is my name. What is my house? Who are my people? Good stuff. Truth. Knowledge. Knowledge. Okay, let's move on. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. And listen, listen carefully. And God spake all these words, saying, here we go again, I am the Lord, all caps, thy God. The chief speaker has already said he is the Lord, all caps, okay? And so now, the words say, and God spake all these words, saying. So that statement is saying that this Lord, all caps, is God. That's what it says. It says, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, all caps, thy God. We get that again. This is not the first statement that I've given in this episode saying where Lord, all caps, says, I am the Lord, all caps, thy God. It's not the first one. Lord, all caps, or God continues saying, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Now, let me read it all together. The chief speaker says these words in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. And God spake all these words, saying, what did God say? He said, I am the Lord, all caps, thy God, thou shalt have no other gods before me. You have the title of God, and you have the title Lord, all caps, in the same statement. Well, it's not the first time, because in the Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27 statement, you have Lord, all caps, and you have the God. Okay? So it's not the first time. So the chief speaker reiterates. He doesn't say something just once. He says it again. So this chief speaker is serious in the things that he's saying. Okay, next statement. Psalm 46, verse 10. Could continue saying, and we can call the chief speaker God because that's who he says he is. That's what the statement says that we just read in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 3. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, all caps, thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. He has already told us that, saying in Acts 10, 26, if you will recall, he says, quote, I myself also am a man, end quote. So we're talking about, this is about a man who claims to be God. This is in your Bible. This is in these words that I'm reading and citing are in the AVB/KJV, Authorized Version Bible, which is also called King James Version or King James Bible. So follow me. Follow me. If you want to know what the Bible teaches, okay, follow me. I am not saying the chief speaker is Lord, all caps. The chief speaker himself is saying that. I am not saying the chief speaker is God or claims to be God. That's what the chief speaker himself is saying and claiming. These are claims of the chief speaker who says he is Lord, all caps, and who also says he is your God, and who also says, quote, I myself also am a man. The chief speaker says he's God, and he also says he's a man, a human being. He does not claim to be a spirit. He claims to be a man. You could say the man God or the God man. That's his claim. We read his words. Let's move on. Be still, am God. When he says be still, he also says be quiet, because quiet is in the definition of still. Be quiet, be still, and know that I am God. He said, and know it, because you didn't know it before about this chief speaker. No, you didn't. Black people, you didn't know this. Okay, moving on. Isaiah 45, verse 3. Listen, this is a statement of permission. He says, thou mayest know the Lord, all caps, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Do you hear that? The God of Israel. The God of the Israelites. Okay? The God of Israel, the God of the Israelites. All right? We get this. Who is he talking to? Right now he's talking to black people. Okay, okay, because I've already talked so many times on this program that the Bible's Israelites are black people. The Gentiles scattered, the Bible says the Gentiles scattered the Israelites, you know, in the nations of the Gentiles. And what we see in reality is we see black people that the Gentiles scattered in the nations, in their own nations, okay? Of course, it was our predecessors that they scattered. And we are the children of those who they scattered. And we are still scattered. Nothing has happened. Condition has not changed. Moving on. Because we're heading to an identity. We're heading to a name of the chief speaker in the AZB / KJV. So be still. Be quiet. He says, and know that I am God. Okay, I'm reading. And I'm citing the verses. I'm giving the reference. Okay? And you can always, you know, go back and hear these programs time and time again. Okay? Statement of permission. We have the question, which calls for an answer. Okay? We have the fact that this chief speaker is a man. Okay? And that this chief speaker is calls himself the Lord, all caps, the God of all flesh. I am the Lord, all caps, that is my name. I am the Lord, thy God. Okay? And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, all caps, thy God. And now he says, be still and know that I'm God. And he gives permission. You may know, you are permitted to know that I, the Lord, all caps, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Okay, I've told you before on Block Talk Radio that the Bible tells me that my name shall be called Israel. Okay? Bible content is not just something written in the dark or just to take up space. The Bible talks to people. It talks to you and it talks to me. All right, moving on. Isaiah 45, verse 5, the chief speaker says, I am the Lord, all caps, dot, dot, dot. There is no God beside me. Did you hear that? Listen to the, be still, be quiet, he says, and know that I'm God. Listen to the chief speaker, to his words. Listen to his questions. Listen to his statement. Just listen. Be still. Be quiet, he says, and know. From this conversation, from this speech that I'm giving, be still and know that he says that I am God, talking about himself. Okay? He says, yes, I am the Lord, all caps, dot, dot, dot. There is no God beside me. Isaiah 45, 11. Thus says the Lord, all caps, the Holy One of Israel. Now, there's another title, isn't it? We know he says he claims to be Lord, all caps, and he says he's the Holy One of Israel. In Isaiah 45, verse 19, the chief speaker says, I, the Lord, all caps, speak righteousness. You know what righteousness is. Righteousness is that which is right. Isn't that Isn't that simple? The word righteousness means simply that which is right. And he says, I, the Lord, all caps, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Let me again remind you of things that he has already declared in this episode. He's declared to be the chief speaker, declared himself to be a man. He's declared himself to be the Lord, all caps, the God of all flesh. He has declared himself to be, Lord, all caps. He's declared himself to be the Lord, all caps, thy God, black people. He's declared himself in the statement, God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, all caps, thy God. He's declared himself to be God in the Psalm 46, verse 10 statement. Be still and know that I am God. He's already told us he's also a man. Okay? He's already said there's no God beside him. He says he is the Holy One of Israel, and now he says he speaks righteousness. He declared things that are right. Next statement, Isaiah 45, verse 22. He says, quote, I am God, end quote. Remember the question that we started off with? Exodus chapter 3, verse 11. Who am I? This chief speaker says he's God. This chief speaker says he's Lord, all caps. This chief speaker says he's the God of all flesh. The chief speaker says a lot of things. And he also said the things that he declare are right things. Now, John chapter 4, verse 26, the chief speaker says to me, and he says to you, I that speak to thee am he. So he claims to be the one who's doing the talking. He claims to be the one who's doing the talking to me. And in the statements, remember just a short while ago, I did a program on things the AVB/KJV says to you, the people, the individual, the people. Okay? So he says, I that speak to thee am he. He who? He is the chief speaker in the AVB/KJV. That's another claim of his. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 6. Listen to this. My people shall know my name. He's pretty intent on the people, his people knowing his name. He's pretty intent on that. He's serious. My people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. Now, he makes reference to they shall know in that day. That day is this day. And he's confident that you shall know that he's the one that's speaking. Why is he confident in that? Because of what I'm doing. I'm going to tell you who he is. Because of my work, these are the scriptures, okay, that are not in this outline. Because of what I have done and what I'm doing with Bible content, this chief speaker says to me, because of what the things I've done and am doing, even now, this very moment, his people will know who is the chief speaker in the Bible. And he says this, my people shall know my name. That means somebody got to tell them. That means someone has got to tell them. It's just not going to pop into their mind. Oh, this is the chief speaker. No. They must be told by someone. Okay? And Lord, all caps, his desire is that I manifest him, that I reveal him. I reveal his name. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day, which is this day, that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. Okay. My time was just for 45 minutes, so I'm pretty sure I'm getting near the end of that 45 minutes. Therefore, I probably got to cut this short because it is my intent to tell you who this individual is. I want you to get the message, and this is what the chief speaker wants you to do. He wants you to get the message. He wants you to get his identity, know his identity, and live the message, which I'm not teaching the message in this particular episode here, okay? But this is the intent, that you may know who the chief speaker is, that you will get his message and live that message, okay? Now, all right, this is the time of the revelation of the chief speaker. Let me say that again. This is the time of the revelation of the chief speaker in the AVB/KJV. This is the time for the answer to be given to his question in the AVB/KJV, which says, who am I? Who am I, Lord God? He's already told you he's Lord all caps. He has already told you he's the God of all flesh. He's already told you that he is God. He has already told you that there is no God beside him. Okay? He has already told you that he is a man. So he's told you those things, right? He's a man. He's God. He's Lord all caps. The God of all flesh. One statement says, okay, let's move on. Let's get this done. Okay, who am I? Question deserves an answer. Black people, it is the chief speaker's desire that you know his name. I know other people undoubtedly will probably hear or will hear, you know, some of these messages and broadcasts which I put forth. Okay? The chief speaker wants his people, want to make sure his people know. As in the last statement that I read, Isaiah chapter 52, verse 6. My people, that's what I'm reading. Isaiah 52, verse 6, the chief speaker says again, my people shall know my name. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak, behold, it is I. The chief speaker's intent is that his people know his name and that he is the chief speaker throughout the AVB/KJV. Let me also say this. People, the evidence is irrefutable and indisputable. Did you hear me? I said the evidence, okay, is irrefutable and it is indisputable. And it is overwhelming, an abundance of evidence that we have. Not just one or two statements, not just 20 or 30 statements. No. We're talking about way more than that, people. We're talking about, just like the word says or implies, an abundance of proof, okay? You can say abundance of proof or you can say abundance of evidence, okay? Meaning the same thing, all right? The proof we have, the proof of that identifies this chief speaker in the AVB/KJV, okay? We have it. We don't have to look for it. We don't have, this has been searched out, okay? The proof is overwhelming. It is irrefutable. It is indisputable. All right? Who is this chief speaker? Let's get to it. Let's get to it. It's very easy. Stated in one statement. The chief speaker in the AVB/KJV this chief speaker is called Plato. This chief speaker, AVB, who claims to be God, Lord, all caps, a man, this chief speaker is the one that is called Plato, as in Plato the philosopher. Have you heard of him? I know some of you have. Plato is found by irrefutable and indisputable evidence to be the chief speaker in the AZB/KJZ. Let me go ahead and read what I have, okay? Now, you can get the proof. You can get all this evidence. You can get this proof. It's real simple, but we have a lot of it, okay? We have overwhelming proof. We have an abundance of proof that Plato is the chief speaker in the Bible. I'm trying to tell you people, we have it. This is not what we think. This is not what I think. This is found to be the case. And this is very serious. Remember the statements, all the statements that I just read prior to naming the chief speaker? Remember all those statements? That it's his will that his people know his identity. Other people will hear me as well. But the speakers from his own mouth or own penmanship, it shows his will to be that his people know that it is he, Plato, who is the chief speaker throughout the AVB/KJZ. Did you get that? Now, let me read these points, as many as I can before my time goes. Okay, things you need to know. You know the identity of the chief speaker. That question has been answered. Okay, if you have been following me and my program and my episodes and all, you know that I ask the Bible questions. Okay, this is another Bible question, who am I, that I have answered. And you know that the Bible, or you could say Plato asked me in the Bible, saying, who are you? And you have that information as well in Lawmaster Archives. Don't forget to make Lawmaster Archives. Do not forget to make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place, people. All of this information is in Lawmaster Archives. Make use of it. Okay? Plato wants you to make use of it. Yes, again, I'll say Plato. Remember? God, Lord, all caps. Okay? Remember? Plato, the chief speaker, is his will. His will. If you want to see the evidence and the proof, I won't reveal it in this episode because I don't have the time to. Okay? But I hope maybe to reveal it, tell you how to get that information in the next broadcast. Okay? Now, things you need to know. But let me ask this question here. Question. Have you ever read Plato? I wanted to ask that before I reveal the name of the chief speaker. Have you listening to me, have you ever read Plato? Some may say yes, some may say no. But I say to you, if you have read anything, or if you have read the AVB/KJV, or just portions of it, you have read Plato. You may not have read Plato, any of Plato's other works. And let me explain this. By his other works, I mean works that are apart from the Bible, okay? Such as Laws, Gorgias, Charmides, Apology, Republic, Seventh Letter, okay? Those are other works of Plato apart from his Bible work, okay? So have you ever read Plato? If you've read the Bible, you've read Plato, even if you haven't read any of his other works, like I just, those, you know, any of those that I just named are others. The ones I just named are not all of his works, okay? They are not, it may not be obvious. They are not all of his works. I have done work on about six other works, like Laws. I've worked on Laws. I've worked on Gorgeous. I've worked on Charmides. I've worked on the Apology. I've worked on the Republic. I've worked on the Seventh Letter. There may be one more that I'm missing, but those I've worked on, okay? And people, like I said, the evidence is so, number one, revealing, and it's so comprehensive. It's so much of it. It's so much evidence, people. Like I said, overwhelming evidence and proof, an abundance of evidence and proof, okay? This is not what somebody thinks, okay? This revelation that I gave you. This is what the evidence shows. And I said, much evidence, much evidence, an abundance of it. Overwhelming evidence. Okay, so Plato's other works, I named them about twice, like the ones I've worked on, Laws, Gorgias, Charmides, Apology, Republic, Seventh Letter, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's six of them that I know I've worked on. Okay? So, if you've ever read the Bible, you've read Plato. If you've ever read AVB/KJV, you've read Plato. Number two, those other works of Plato, I just named a few of them, are not of a religious nature. These are very important points. Okay? Plato's other works, like Laws, Gorgias, Charmides, and the rest of them, are not of a religious nature. Number three, Plato are Platonic statements, phrases, Platoisms, are throughout your Bible, the AVB/KJV. Throughout it, people. Not just maybe here and way over there. Throughout your Bible. The evidence is abundance. It is an abundance of evidence, okay? All right. Number four, when you read the AVB/KJV, you are reading, I have identified the chief speaker. And remember, it is the chief speaker who is saying, quote, I am God, end quote, I am your God, okay? The chief speaker who is also saying, I myself also am a man. The chief speaker who is found to be Plato. Plato. Tell one, tell all. Plato is throughout the AVB/KJV. Tell all you meet. Tell your brothers and your sisters. Tell your people. That's what Plato wants you to do. That it is he, Plato, who is speaking in the AVB/KJV. That's wonderful. That's knowledge, people. That's learning. That's increasing your knowledge, people. My teaching gives increase to your knowledge. It increases your knowledge, your understanding of Bible content. And now it's increasing your knowledge concerning Plato. Some of you didn't know anything about Plato. And those who may have known something about Plato, probably, I'm pretty sure, didn't know that Plato is throughout the AVB/KJV. Let's move on. The nature of AVB/KJV content is the same as the nature Plato's other works. Okay? And that nature, that is a non-religious nature. Okay? I've been saying for the longest, ever since I've been on Blog Talk Radio, that the AVB/KJV is not a religious book. I've been saying that long before I found out the identity of Plato. Okay? AVB is not a religious book. Plato is not known as a religious writer, okay, or teacher, or anything like that. Now, does he address things that maybe others may call religious? You know, he talks about the soul. He talks about things. But he's not a religious writer. Plato is not a religious writer. Okay? Plato in the AVB/KJV condemns religion. People, this is so important. These things are so important for you to know. I've taught on that long before this time, you know, long before I've come to the knowledge that Plato is in the Bible and he's the chief speaker. I've been teaching that the Bible, AVB/KJV content is against religion. And I've given the proof of that. All of that is in Lawmaster Archives, long before I found out the identity of Plato in the Bible. Let's move on. When you're a preacher, imagine yourself in church, or your, you know, any of your kinfolks or friends or whatever. When your preacher in church gets up and reads from the Bible, and I say AVB/KJV, okay, he is reading Plato. When you attend church, number eight, when you attend church services, you hear your preacher reading Plato, if he's reading Authorized Version Bible, which is also called King James Version, the AVB/KJV. Number nine, the things which Plato speaks of, listen, in his other works are the very same things he, Plato, speaks on in the AVB/KJV. I don't have time to really expound, but these things are easy to understand. These statements are easy to understand. You can always go back and listen to this episode again and again and again. Let me read that one again. The things which Plato speaks of in his other works, like Laws, Gorgias, Charmides, etc., are the very same things he, Plato, speaks on in the AVB/KJV. That's something. That's the very same things. Number 10, Plato in the AVB/KJV wants you to know who he is, what's his condition, and that it is he who is the principal speaker, or chief speaker, principal chief speaker in the AVB. What about his condition? He wants you to know his condition. He tells us. He says he was stolen away from his own land. From his native land. He says, I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews. Hebrews in the Bible are black characterizations. Hebrews in the Bible is a reference to what we now in the United States refer to as black people. Remember the people who were scattered abroad by the Gentiles? They scattered abroad black people. They probably weren't called black people by that, you know, they had another name, like Hebrews. Hebrews is a reference to black people in the Bible. Israelites is a reference to black people in the Bible. Now get this. All Israelites are Hebrews, but not all Hebrews are Israelites. Remember in the beginning of this episode when I spoke about Plato, who are his people? Let's move on. Because I can always come back the next time and finish up, you know, whatever. Okay. So, I've addressed the question asked by the chief speaker, who is found to be Plato, the person they call Plato. Who is the they? The person the Gentiles refer to as Plato. Okay? Okay. They say Plato lived. They say Plato wrote certain things. All right? That's the Plato I'm talking about. I showed you what he says about himself, being God, Lord all cast, and all like that. What about his condition? His condition, of course, he was free before he was captured. The Gentiles invaded the land of the black people, okay? During that invasion, the Gentiles, Plato claims to have been stolen away from his own land, or captured. And taken away, okay, simply put. he was captured. And according to the evidence, he ended up in Greece. Okay? I ended up over here, United States. Where are you? Black people, where did you end up? Are you in the United States or the UK? Or where are you? Okay, let's move on. Okay, Plato stayed a captive. Plato died a captive. Now remember those, the Israelites, black people, Israelites who are here in America, we are still here captive, just like Plato was, okay, according to this report, according to the report in the Bible, all right? And that's what this is based on, this information. It's based on what's in the Bible, things in the Bible, and as I said, the Gentiles call this individual Plato. Okay? The Gentiles ascribe these works to Plato, like Laws, Gorgias, Charmides, and all like that, etc. Okay? So, that's where we are. We know who is the chief speaker. We know that he has other works outside the Bible. We also know that Plato has works in the Bible. Plato's fingerprints are throughout the AVB/KJV. I say it again. Plato's fingerprints are throughout the AVB/KJV. You'll see what I mean, you know, when you get the evidence. Okay, you'll see exactly what I mean. All right? Plato's state, that of a captive. Okay? We have here Plato's hope. Plato made the statement to me. He said, well, he made the statement. He put the statement in the Bible. He says, my hope is in the Lord God, immensely on the AVB's Lord God, that Lord being written capital L, lowercase O-R-D. I've spoken much on the Lord God. Okay? I was speaking on the Lord God before I, you know, before I found out about Plato, or when I found out about Plato. Okay. So I went from speaking on the Lord God to speaking now about Plato, who claims to be God. Okay, who claims to be God? Who claims to be Lord all caps? Claims to be the chief speaker in AVB. /KJV. Black people who claims to be your God. Now, Plato is dead. That God is dead. Okay? Now, those of you who follow me know that there is another Lord God. Capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Okay? Who's in that same lineage, that is, okay? Plato's hope. He expresses hope in a statement, probably more than one. I know more than one, that his hope is in the Lord God. I've spoken much on the Lord God. Okay. Plato's expectation. I've told you already, I've given you already his expectation. Number one, that you know who he is, that he's the chief speaker in the Bible, okay? And I'll tell you to get the message, live the message, part of the message, who Plato is, his identification, his claims, huge claims, great claims. I am God. I am thy God. I am Lord all caps. I myself also am a man. That man, that God, that Lord all caps, has been identified as being Plato by an abundance, overflowing evidence, if you will. Okay. Okay. Plato's expectation for his people, therefore my people, I read this earlier, shall know that it is Ahus in the AVB/KJV. Plato does not want his people to remain in the dark. I'm just going to go through these without taking time to speak on them. Ye shall know that I am the Lord. You know that now. Lord all caps. Ye shall know that I am the Lord all caps. You know that now. You know that Plato is the Lord all caps in the AVB/KJV, black people. Remember, Plato was concerned that his people know who he is. Remember, when you go to church and your preacher, or you, or the both of you, open up the Bible, and if it's AVB/KJV, Plato is talking. Okay? Plato speaks throughout the Bible. He may not speak each and every single statement in the Bible, but he speaks throughout the Bible. And I'm telling you, I've told you in this episode some of the things that he said. Okay? He said, "Ye shall know that I am the Lord," all caps. You know that now because I just told you. He says also, F here, "Ye shall know the truth." That's the truth of the matter. Who is the chief speaker? Who is this person doing all this talking about, "Lord, I am Lord," all caps, "I am God," and all like that? Who is that person? That person is a character. That person is Plato, the man Plato, the man that is called Plato. You shall know the truth. So now you know the truth about that, about AVB/KJV material. Plato is all over it. I say it again. Plato is all over the material constituting the AVB/KJV. Plato, number 12, a chief speaker in AVB/KJV, is big, big news. When you read the AVB/KJV, you are reading Plato. That is big, big news. This big, big news, according to Plato, is intended to be a game changer. A game changer. It can't help but be a game changer. And with that, I say to you, follow me on Twitter. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Join me next time. Big, big news.